This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yesterday, the Judiciary Committee, the scholars, present the Constitution and how the facts and the Constitution give us no choice but to impeach, move forward with impeachment of the president.
The speaker gave a speech on national television to push forward her rushed and partisan impeachment. Not one word. On the outstanding legislation the American people actually need, nothing on USMCA or the NDAA or funding for our armed forces. It's all impeachment all the time.
It certainly is all impeachment all the time. We know that. Kate Delaney, what happened in Washington? I'll tell you what. A couple of people got hot under the collar, including Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden in Iowa, called someone a damn liar. Woo! Never a dull moment, is it? And you thought politics was boring. So you heard what Mitch McConnell had to say, the head of the Senate, of course, and then the head, that's what I'm going to call them, the head of Congress, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying hands were tied, no choice, etc. So what does this mean now? It means everything just gets shoved forward. The Judiciary Committee scheduled a Monday impeachment hearing, and that's Nancy Pelosi announcing that's what they're going to do. She instructed the panel to draft those articles, as McConnell said, articles of impeachment against the president. So on Monday, they get presentations from committee members, presentations from counsels to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Judiciary Committee. My God, is there a million committees? And just as a quick non sequitur, or going down a little bit of a rabbit hole, the more committees you're on, the more bucks you make. So, yes, we need committees, because nothing would ever get done. But it goes from one committee to the next committee, then goes through this committee. So the committee held its first impeachment hearing on Wednesday, as we know. Four legal scholars, Manny Moe, Jack, and his little brother, gave their analysis of President Donald Trump's possible impeachment. And actually, the Republicans had a pretty calm ally that was part of those scholars. But that's history. We move on to what's coming up next. And it's going to be a little bit of a battle for sure. The president says, when he was asked about it, if you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast. He tweeted out on Thursday, have gone crazy, therefore I say, if you are going to impeach me, do it now fast so we can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business, which is what Mitch McConnell was saying with the impeachment, the impeachment, the impeachment all day long. Listen, you don't have to be a brilliant analyst to know. Well, there's very little chance that the Senate Democrats would have the votes to convict the president and remove him from office. That's it. I mean, so now this is going to be a hyped-up Senate trial. It kind of, as somebody said to me, a different version of court TV. The president's lawyers, Republicans, will line up and defend the president, the Ukraine situation, all of that, and then the Democrats will go hard and heavy on everything that was behind closed doors, all the other testimony, etc. And a lot of people will testify. What's going to be interesting is probably the Bidens will somehow be in the mix with this, because you haven't heard very much about that. I mean, other than the president wants Hunter Biden investigated, and we're holding back the money if you don't investigate him, Ukraine. And then the president of the Ukraine saying, well, it wasn't quid pro quo. So you have the broad strokes. You know it. And we've been talking about it for a very, very long time here on this show. So it's going to spin in a lot of different directions. I'll tell you, someone who's been spun round and round, and if anyone goes down, this guy goes down. It's Rudy Giuliani. He's overseas to sort of up the ante, if you will, because we're going to continue those card references, to the Ukraine is where he is, where he's continuing to push for the debunked conspiracy theory that the Ukraine, not Russia, meddled in the 2016 election. And what happens and ultimately what the fallout of that is. But there are logs, call logs, etc., and it puts Rudy in some bad light. But still, it doesn't necessarily mean, as he spins round and round, that he'll be left without a chair. But he is there in the Ukraine pushing, and he's saying that some of what's being reported is nonsense. By the way, the biggest report, I think, that came out was the personal calls. The president talked with his personal lawyer, Rudy, on other cell phones that could be monitored by foreign intelligence agencies. The Washington Post was all over this. The phone call records disclosed in the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment inquiry showed extensive communications between Rudy, and others to pressure the Ukraine, with no indication those calls were encrypted or protected from foreign surveillance. Yikes. The administration, the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, told the Washington Post that the president has communicated regularly with Giuliani on unsecured lines, that it happens all the time. So what kind of ammunition are on these call records? That created a bit of a buzz, shall we say. I mentioned this at the top, that Joe Biden went berserk in Iowa. You know, he's doing his 2020 campaign run, and he does lead in the polls for the Dems. And, of course, Kamala Harris, in the beginning of the week, dumps out. So that's one less foe, if she was going to be one, to have to knock down on the road to representing the Democrats in the race for the White House. Here's what Biden said to somebody who confronted him about his age and about the Ukrainian situation and a few other things. And this is Biden unplugged in Iowa.
Access to the president, just like he did. So you
are a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has ever said that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV.
Yeah, so here's the thing. He traded barbs with this voter in Iowa, and he clearly said, "You're a damn liar." And he lashed out at the voter who questioned his son's overseas business dealings at the campaign stop that he was at. And he didn't want to be identified, this guy who you could see the back of his head all over television news from New York to California. But he said it's not true. No one has ever said that. No one has ever proved that Biden sent his son to work in the Ukraine, because that's what the guy said. And he accused him of selling access to the president. Wow. What did I say about never a dull moment? Hang with us. You had some thoughts. We're going to the mailbag next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Here we are, knee deep in your thoughts. Virtual mail, it's everywhere. So thanks so much for sending it to me. And if you're listening to me for the first time, you say, what is she talking about? It's the mailbag. All you have to do, 24/7 calorie free, although we do give you a virtual holiday cookie if you want one. So all you have to do is go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let your thoughts flow, just like Robert did. And Robert said, I know this whole impeachment thing. I get the fascination with it. I do think it's important to hold anyone accountable, whether they call themselves independent, Democrat, Republican, they've served for a long time, whatever it might be. Because if we don't pay attention to what's happening in D.C., that's exactly when we start to see that so much goes on, and a lot of it has to do with funds related to constituents and time that is wasted. So even though I am a Trump supporter, I do think it's good to explore the whole idea. Initially I did, but now I think that it's been taken to ridiculous lengths, because I'm with you. If there's evidence, show me the evidence. If not, my God, let's move on from this, man. Well, I guess, you know, this is the tail end of it. There's the beginning, the middle, and the end. And the end is this, because it goes to the whole Senate deal, and it'll be drawn out. I can't imagine it won't be, and it'll be dramatic, and it'll be more the whole impeachment. But there's not enough votes. I mean, that's the bottom line. There's not enough votes. If you don't have the votes, I mean, this is why we do have the system that we do have, right? And if you get the backing, that's why Democrats, I don't have to teach you about the history of politics, but that's why the Democrats and the Republicans are always concerned about races, Senate races, congressional races, because it is about the numbers. It is about who do you have lining up on your side. It is about who can you get on the committee. It is about how do you get a bill passed, because you need a certain amount of votes. You know, we have the three branches of government, and this is the judicial branch, and this is how it works. period, end of story. So if the votes aren't there, what is going to change the mind of the Republicans in the Senate who have been watching what's happening in Congress behind closed doors and then before TV cameras, I'll call it, TV time. By the way, speaking of impeachment, I've got this note from Maximum. Maximum says, did you see these ads for Mike Bloomberg? He's a billionaire plus, and he could pump them out all day long, I'm certain of it, with that kind of a big bank. But how about what the former New York City mayor said when he announced he was running for president, saying that he agreed with impeaching Donald Trump? But then during an interview, when he was asked about impeaching, he said, it's a serious thing. I was opposed to it before, but after looking at all the evidence, I think I said yes. Sad, but yes. So at first it's confusing, but he wasn't agreeing with it before, but now he's agreeing with it. And I don't know, you gotta be careful about the flip-flops. Because if you flip-flop, and maybe I'm wrong on this, and maybe this was reported wrong, and maybe it's just because that wasn't out there for the public until he said he was running. And he was on CBS this morning, and Gayle King did ask him about that, and he did say, he said about the president, he doesn't seem to understand he's an elected official, his job it is to work for the public rather than himself. But I do believe he switched those spots because I've heard it before. He says it's a process, but it's not going to get through the Senate. So there's the bottom line on that one. Now we move to Joe, who says, Kate, I know you do the thing called Nail the Score, and I know that it was the Thursday night game, the Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. Are you shocked about the end of that game? Am I shocked? Are you kidding? Am I shocked about anything that happens with the Dallas Cowboys? The Cowboys played, to me, they played like they didn't know what the game plan was. So I'll just say this quickly. The defense should have been really tough in that game, and the defense was terrible in that game. We already know that the offense has been struggling, and then when the defense isn't there, forget about it. I mean, there was no way to pull them out of the fire. But we do that Nail the Score thing, and I thought when I saw the score of the game, because a lot of people emailed the show, and in time they did it, I thought maybe somebody would actually have won it. And the final score is 31-24. I said Dallas would win it 34-28. We had some people that picked the Bears, but nobody had that score. Even Sharon in Maine had the Bears 26-23. And now it's all about Jason Garrett. And does he survive? Because the Cowboys are certainly in a tailspin. And if the Eagles could get their act together, then it'll look very, very different for these Dallas Cowboys. And if that happens, good luck. We'll talk more about that game and sports. We go inside the man cave. We do it a couple times a week. We're going to invade it. That will happen in our next segment. All right, how about this one from Billy? Billy listening to us in the great state of Arizona. Kate, how about the fact that now we're going to have more troops head over to the quicksand of the Middle East? But it is about the danger, I suppose, of Iran. Do you trust what's happening there in Tehran? Oh, these are layup questions. Do I trust it? No. I have never been a fan of the Ayatollah this or the Ayatollah that, because to me, I think that they jam up their people, they pretend that there's some element of democracy, and they shut it down the second they can. And more than that, I think they definitely are developing weapons, no matter what is said. So the Pentagon is considering sending several thousand additional troops to the Middle East, and that's because of the Iranian aggression. There's been violence in Iran, more of it escalating, and there's cloak and dagger stuff, too. And there's a lot of meddling by Tehran in Iraq, Syria, and other neighboring countries in the Middle East. So maybe 7,000 more will go there. But no final decision. It's just being discussed at the Pentagon. Just being discussed. Let's put it that way. All right, how about this from Wendy? Wow, Joe Biden. Kate, has he lost it? Did you hear what he said to the voter? He called him a damn liar. Then he actually challenged him to a push-up competition after he asked him about his age. He said, we're the same age. I mean, come on. And he asked him some other questions, but really, I guess, set Joe up to take a fall, and he took the bait, and he really fell hard with what he said, or you could say he defended himself. Yeah, there was a retired farmer that pressed him about his son, Hunter, getting that post on the board of the Ukrainian energy company where he was getting $100,000 a month, and then how that all was handled. And this is, of course, the whole heart of what's going on with the impeachment proceedings against the president. It's that. It's about that. It's about the Bidens' investigations, the allegations of that, and withholding money that Congress approved for the Ukrainians. So we know that. That's a couple of things that surround that phone call that has been discussed over and over and over again. The man, by the way, did finally tell Biden he wouldn't vote for him, and Biden said, I knew you weren't voting for me. Wow. Biden even said, I'll do a push-up contest with you and an IQ test. Here's the thing. Octogenarians galore are all about what this election is about, because everybody is over 70 plus on the Democratic side, and of course the president is. It's not, so the age issue is just kind of, I don't know, to me it seems almost irrelevant because of that, although the gaffes of Joe Biden certainly could be questioned. And the gaffes are, you know, he always has been kind of that fumbly guy, but sometimes it's like when in those debates he's just pulling craziness out of thin air like he can't remember. That is disconcerting, I would say. Bill has a different take on something in a much different direction. Yo, Kate, I know you pay attention to some of the things that are happening in the movie world.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says the evidence against President Trump in the impeachment probe is overwhelming.
We have a very lock solid case. I think the case we have, if presented to a jury, would be a guilty verdict in about 3 minutes flat.
Nadler previewed Monday's impeachment hearing on CNN's State of the Union. Nadler says there could be a vote this week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, was on ABC's This Week. He called the probe one-sided.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
President Trump tweeted that Democrats are now changing the rules. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Throwback theme to Dallas. Kate Delaney saying your Dallas Cowboys, for people who root for America's team, went down in flames at the hands of the Chicago Bears. Looked ugly. And everybody in the nation is talking about job security for Jason Garrett. Seriously. It's either impeachment or Jason Garrett. If they could impeach Jason Garrett, they would in Cowboy Land. I really, truly believe that. Although, because the Cowboys lost, they still play in the lousiest division in all of football, the NFC least, so they can still win the NFC East. So go figure. Highly unlikely that he gets dumped, although I think if the court of public opinion continues to bear down on Jerry Jones, the owner, it may happen. It's the third consecutive loss, and it looks like people are just, meaning the offense and the defense, the players who are getting paid a ton of money and have some incredible talent on that team, just seem like they didn't show up for any of the meetings to game plan the Chicago Bears. I mean, they have so much footage and breakdowns and ways to attack, and it just seems like everybody is off kilter. The Cowboys defense had a first possession interception in a first takeaway in 263 snaps, but then they gave up touchdowns on three of the next four possessions to close out the first half. All that being said, and the reason I'm going deeper on the Cowboys, besides Garrett being the talk of the nation, because, yeah, he's the second winningest coach in Cowboys history to Tom Landry, an 83-66 record, but he hasn't gotten past the divisional round of the playoffs in three postseason appearances. Nice guy. Nice guy. I used to cover Jason Garrett when I flew with the Dallas Cowboys, but I bring it up because nobody nailed the score. If you're listening to me for the first time, you could be in Arizona, you could be in Spokane, Seattle, Tampa, or in New York territory. Perhaps you're in Philadelphia or the New England area or the New Orleans Saints. We're on a great station in New Orleans, and the Saints are taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Well, we do this nail the score thing where once a week I come up with a game of the week. Questionably, the game of the week, because I think the game of the week is that San Francisco New Orleans game. But the Cowboys, because of all the attention, made it interesting, and the Bears, because of Mitch Trubisky, who had a fabulous game, the quarterback for Chicago, that became my game of the week, and lots of people emailed me with guesses, but nobody nailed the score. I wish somebody had, because this is the season to be jolly. Nobody had the Bears winning the game 31-24. There were some guesses for the Bears to win it. In fact, the Slayer had the Bears 35-28, but you got to nail the score exactly to win this thing. So, lot of conversation about Jason Garrett. In fact, according to ESPN, a little poll they have called the FPI, where statistically they really crunch the numbers, the loss has dropped the Cowboys' chances of making it to the postseason to 70%. But 70% isn't awful. Had they won, the chances would have been 77%. We'll see what happens. They play the Rams at AT&T Stadium in Dallas on December 15th. Don't know if Jerry Jones will make a change at the head coach position. Perhaps not. What else is happening in the NFL that you and I would be talking about if we were in the man-woman cave? Because we could split it, right? I might make it look a little bit nicer. We don't have to leave all the empty cans around, for goodness sake, or the peanuts and the shells all over the floor. This is part of the conversation. Part of the conversation is that the Colts' Vinatieri might not play again. The storied kicker, who forever played for the Patriots, he said he didn't have an answer. He didn't know. He's going to see how he feels. He's got a bad bum left knee. He's the NFL's all-time leading scorer, but he popped up on the Colts injury report on Wednesday for the first time this season, did the MRI thing, so maybe he misses. You know, he's 46. People talk about Tom Brady. He's a quarterback, a little bit different, but that's some pretty good longevity to be 46 and be in the position that he is still kicking. If this season is his last, he finishes his career, I love numbers, with the record 2,671 points, and check this out, 29 game-winning kicks. Most of them came with the Patriots. He hit a winner in the blizzard-like conditions against Oakland in the 2001 playoffs, and winning kicks in a couple of the Super Bowls. That game against Oakland, I was on the air in New York at WFAN, and boy, was that an interesting conversation with the callers about Adam Vinatieri. You got to give him props. Well, that's a long time to survive and thrive, because kickers, they don't have a long leash, so to speak. They get their contracts. They, you know, you can miss a few here and there. It's like the Cowboys kicker. He's falling apart. He's unraveled. Maher, he's probably gone before Garrett. probably this week. They even auditioned some kickers already. And so he blew it again and missed key kicks. And that was costly in the end when points matter. And that's what you need the kicker to do, to nail the easy stuff. If they miss some ridiculously long thing, you know, it's not the pressure there. If they make it, they're the hero. But forget about it if they're missing the chip shots, because that's what you need them to make. You know, even 50 and under, got to make it. In the land of college football, there are some interesting conversations, like Tua and whether or not he is going to go to the NFL. Before, you know, it was all the talk was about Heisman Trophy. I think Joe Burrow gets that from LSU. But the injury knocks the conversation to whether or not the Alabama quarterback jumps out and jumps into the NFL fray in the springtime when it comes to the NFL draft. Be tough to pass on him, I would think, in that first round, but because of the injury, he drops a little bit further, I would think. On the West Coast, it's not about bribes and the varsity blues and how much your mama paid to get you into college and saying you're playing sports. It's about USC coach Clay Helton returning for his fifth full season with the Trojans. The athletic director announced and said he was pleased that Helton was going to continue as the head coach heading into 2020. They're talking about working together, the athletic director and the coach of the Trojans. So the official decision came 11 days after the Trojans' final game of the regular season, 4 days after they were eliminated from contention in the Pac-12 South. They were 8-4 overall, 7-2 in the Pac-12. They'll probably play in the Alamo Bowl or the Holiday Bowl. Do you still watch bowls? There's a conversation. It used to be, okay, we're going bowling, and it was the season where you just want to be waited on, right? Sat down, watched a game, and another game, and another game. Even if you had no vested interest in it, it was football, and you watched. It's no doubt that I not only had a passion for politics and business and everything in between, but sports, because when I think back on it, I watched the bowl games. I watched the Sugar Bowl. I watched them, and I liked it. It was fun. We'd watch, you know, some of the bigger bowl games, Cotton Bowl, etc. It's fun. And now I don't know if people burn up time as much doing that like it used to be, because there's more distractions, there's more to do, there's different sports that have taken our attention away. I mean college football still rules, but it may just be you have your team or two that you watch, and you know, that's it. Speaking of awards and recognition and big things, I do like NASCAR. Chase Elliott voted NASCAR's most popular driver for the second time. He won it last year. And he's the first, by the way, since Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired to end his streak of 15 consecutive years as a winner. How about that? Now, the award is based on a fan vote, and the honor goes in that direction. So, Chase Elliott, again, getting it. Fans just like him. Fans love him. He lives in Georgia, and he races for Hendrick Motorsports, and he talks to people and signs autographs and spends time, and I think that's part of it, because he's accessible. You know, NASCAR wants the drivers to do that. That's kind of the edict, but he does it no matter what. He would do it. So good for him. And how about the NASCAR Cup Series Championship? Who'd that go to? Kyle Busch. But he's only won it once. So that's big, because a lot of people were critical about that. There's no more what-ifs, as I saw one writer say, hanging around his head anymore. Fifth victory of the season, 56th of his career, sole possession of ninth place on NASCAR's all-time wins list. How about that? 34 years old. It's the what-ifs. There's no what-ifs. No doubt about it, we're heading to movies next.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, so here's the thing. There are a lot of movies out, and some of them not as good as others, but it is a season where a lot of movies get released, just like in the summertime or right before we hit June, I'll say. Christmas is a time where a lot of people stream movies, and there's some great Christmas movies. There's the obvious ones, the old movies that always are on wherever you live. There's a common denominator. It doesn't matter if you live in South Carolina. It doesn't matter if you're in Connecticut, Atumwi, or wherever. The Christmas movies get rolled out, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Do you know that is a 1964 classic movie? Yeah. 1964. Can you believe it? How about a Charlie Brown Christmas? Linus and That Christmas Tree. Been around forever. Frosty the Snowman, 1969. The snowman comes to life one day, begins to dance around. You know how that whole song goes. How about The Grinch Who Stole Christmas? That was mine. 96 animated special. Mm-hmm. It's all about the Grinch for a lot of people. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's another one. That's a Jim Carrey movie, because then that got a fresh face. A movie that I really like, we're going to let you hear a couple of them, that I would put in the mix. I have a couple of them, but I would put this one in the mix. And it is a movie that a lot of people identify with, and it made Macaulay Culkin famous, if that's the hint. Think of his hands to his face. Here is a snippet of Home Alone.
Mom! Dad!
We stopped him!
Where are you going? We're going to miss a plane!
But you can't have 11, including me. 5 boys, 6 girls, 4 parents, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Did we miss the flight? No, you just made it.
Yeah. Flight 1275 to Paris, France.
Terrible feeling.
So which house you want to hit first, huh?
That what?
That we didn't do something.
Crow buys up.
Now you feel that way because we left in such a hurry.
Do we set the timers on the lights?
Mm-hmm.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Did you close the garage?
That's it. I forgot to close the garage. That's it.
No, that's not it.
What else can we be forgetting?
Kevin!
My house. I have to defend it.
Even though you're about to get out of the way.
Somebody pick up.
Pick up!
Do you speak English?
I got a feeling this is going to be your best Christmas ever.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
You give up or you're thirsty for more? Macaulay Culkin, that's a great line. Kevin, left alone while his family travels for the holidays, and he has to defend the house, the turf. Just a brilliantly done movie and very, very popular. All right, here is hands down one of my all-time favorites, and I watched this with my family a lot at Christmas. My family's coming to visit from Tampa. And I bet you that we're going to end up watching this at one point. Will Ferrell is the star of this one, and it became an instant classic. He stars as an elf raised in the North Pole, tries to find his way in Big Bad New York. Check it out.
New Line Cinema proudly presents A Little Holiday Story. One Christmas Eve, Santa Claus got an unexpected gift of his own.
What in the name of Sam Hill?
30 years later...
Let's recite the code of the elves, shall we?
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Buddy's discovering who he really is.
You're not like the rest of us. I was sure when you cracked 6 feet that it would come up.
My bad.
You're not an elf.
Now, he's taking a journey to find the family he's never known in a place where he finally fits in. And nothing's going to stop him.
Sorry, your car's pretty.
Will Ferrell is Elf.
Hey, what's your name?
Someone need a hug.
God! Nutcracker!
Holiday spirit.
Just trying to hug you.
All right, so you get the idea. He's very, very funny in it, and he just sticks out like a sore thumb, and it's funny and well done, and lots of people watched Will Ferrell soar in this one. There's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Christmas with the Cranks, which is Jamie Lee Curtis and Tim Allen. They decide to skip Christmas for a cruise, but the neighborhood doesn't want it to happen. I'll tell you what I really like. This is from 1983, A Christmas Story. There's a boy named Ralphie who wants to get a Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas. And they say, but you'll shoot your eye out, kid. It's just so well done. And then there's the old school. It's a Wonderful Life. That's always on somewhere. You know, you have to go back to 1946 for that puppy. And then 1947, Miracle on 34th Street. Kris Kringle fills in for Santa at the Macy's department store. And then the authenticity of Santa Claus is called into question. They redid Miracle on 34th Street in 1994. Both of them are good. The classic is cool to see, and then the remake is, I think, is pretty good. The other movie that I personally like, since we're doing this Christmas thing, which, by the way, these are streaming, you can buy them. That made me think of it. I just saw a big story about Christmas movies on Amazon and Prime and Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus, and I mentioned a lot of them, but I think the other movie that's kind of, I think the other movie that's super, super interesting to me, besides all the ones that I just mentioned, is The Nightmare Before Christmas. And it's like kind of one of those, it is kind of a cult classic hit, if you will. You follow the Pumpkin King as he stumbles through this portal to Christmas Town and decides to celebrate the holiday. I'll leave it at that. Another one a lot of people like is The Polar Express. And it's a boy who basically questions if Santa is real, boards a train to the North Pole, and then the adventure goes on from there. There are others that would fall into those categories, like Christmas Carol, redone a zillion times in different ways, is good. And then Die Hard, I just saw that at my mother-in-law's, that was rolled out on Thanksgiving, and Die Hard with Bruce Willis, I think, is a good movie, but it's funny how it has kind of a Christmas theme attached to it when it's not very Christmassy in many, many ways. But because you're spending time, you're in front of a tube, these movies are usually on in the background, and they're all available streaming, so a lot of people will skip, I think, the theaters, which they're doing anyway, and they'll stream these holiday movies instead. Got to go old school and then some of the newer stuff, I think. It'd be fun to have I don't know if I could do it, though. It'd be fun to have, like, a day where that's all you did. You just watched, you just mixed in maybe 8 or 10 different movies. But what would you leave out? There's the big question. What would you leave out? The band is playing. That means that I have to step off the stage. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, make it count, or at least make it fun.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.